God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is our refuge and strength. It's a verse we've often read, and I suppose many of us have said that, you know, if it wouldn't be for that place of refuge and strength, for God, then we wouldn't have made it, and some of those things. I'm not disagreeing at all. I thought maybe I'd take just a little bit of time and tell you that the last year for me has been one of the hardest, I think. Can't pinpoint exactly what caused it. I have some ideas what may have caused it, but I was getting close to saying it's probably not worth it. I've been struggling, and I don't think it's worth trying to get to the top of these things. A few of you know about this, and a few of you have been an encouragement. Verse 4 is what kind of helped me with this, and then I've been thinking of a song that kind of talks about the same thing, and I wonder if we could sing that. I am going to put a different copy on there. Can y'all read this? Is it too small? Is it too big? I can't see all of it, can we? All right. I don't think it's in our book. Harry, do you mind? Yeah, I'm moving it back and forth while I lead it. How many of you know this song? Okay, good. I had to go into a songbook that I rarely use anymore, and I had vowed I'd probably never use again, but the old hymnary came in handy right now. So anyway.
Oh, have you not heard of that beautiful stream that flows through our Father's land? Its waters gleam bright in the heavenly light and ripple o'er golden sand. Oh, see that beautiful stream. Thank you.
Okay, good. Let's continue reading there from verse 5 on to the end. Altogether. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Sing number 521. 521. Notice the second line in each stanza is different. It's the first line is not repeated the second time. It is then again the third time. So let's keep that in mind. 521. Selections. Take about three. Linda? 475 verses 1 and 2. Any others? 877. When? 127. Rose, you had your hand. 266. All right. Sing these. One and two. Stanzas 1 and 2.
I will.
877.127. I had actually looked at this one and debated about choosing this one, and I thought, well, I've got others I'm going to sing, but I get to sing it anyway. So it's not to stretch your vocal cords too much. I'm going to pitch it down a step, but on the third stanza, we're going to take it up one step and end up in our B flat or B, whichever way we go with this. So it'll be a little bit lower to start with, but we'll end up okay. Third stanza, we'll take it one step higher.
Oh, I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the roaring seas abroad and filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that's ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his
Thank you. Let's take time for prayer. And I guess to know what we're going to pray about, we need prayer requests. So what are your prayer requests?
Number 296. 296. It's a hymn of Charles Wesley. It's been called one of his most powerful hymns. And that power, I believe, comes from a theological truth. It doesn't quit. Every line is another gem of theology, of who God is and how he works, the truth of redemption. One of the testimonies of the power of this song is how often it was used to lead people to faith. People who came to salvation pointed back to this song as being an important part of that journey. The writer of this hymn story said, "I encourage you to sing this hymn and to sing all the stanzas. It's possible to skip some on some songs, but here the impact builds throughout. You may have chills running up and down your spine by the time you get to Father, Abba, Father, cry." 296.
Oh.
Number 118. I will also be taking selections after this one, but wanted to get a few of my favorites in. 118. We won't sing all six stanzas here. What we have in our books is stanzas 12 through 17 of a poem called, let me see, I have it here, The Brewing of Soma. Soma was a plant found in northwest India, and it was used to prepare an intoxicating drug that was ingested in religious rituals, resulting in a state of frenzy. John Greenleaf Whittier, the Quaker poet, read of this, and he made this poem called The Brewing of Soma, which describes the Vedic priests discovering this religiously enlightening mix and the effects that it had. And then he says in a stanza we don't have in the hymn book, and yet the past comes round again, and new doth old fulfill in sensual transports wild as vain. We brew in many a Christian fane the heathen soma still. And then he speaks of religious expression that happens in the name of Christ that is wild and frenzied then begins in stanza 12, forgive our foolish ways, in purer lives thy service find, in deeper reverence praise. I'd like to sing verses 1 and 2, 5 and 6. 1, 2, 5, and 6.
Harry, I forgot one song when I was up there. Would you lead 266?
266.
Thank you.
Hark, 10,000 harps and voices. Men, third score, you're just going to have to lead, which is biblical, because I'm going to come in with the melody, which is over on this side. So, see, he sits, Jesus rules, just take it there. Let's stand for the song. Hi. 478. I think we'll just take them as they sing them as they come. I assume Lois knows it, and I'm about to, and some of the rest of you, I hope, do too.
Thank you.
Harlan. 375, Be Thou My Vision. Okay. How about 1, 3, and 5? Just to be odd about it. 1, 3, and 5 of 375.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou art my best thought, my day or my night.
Elmer. 800? All right. And I've got one more to close with, so we'll take the young hand after 800, and then mine, and then anybody that wants to after prayer, I guess we can keep going. 800. Having experience a little like Willard's, some that didn't quite make my list, y'all are filling in for me, so I appreciate that.
Bless you.
322. 321. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Let's sing first and fourth on this one. One and four, 321. Close with number 817. 817. And we'll sing verses 1 and 2 of this one. 1 and 2. glad we have the opportunity to exalt our Lord and to beseech him with our needs. Let's stand for a closing prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, you are great, you are good, and we are privileged to sing your praises. We are reminded that many of these songs came out of periods of intense suffering, and you were there. As we go our ways, as we face things perhaps known, perhaps unknown at this point, we know that you will be there, you will sustain us, and you will glorify yourself through our lives, through our trials, and through our joys. Go with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.